Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Population. Now, hens?
Well, it just depends on your neighbors and how often your neighbors are turkeying. If everybody's taking five off their property.
Five gobblers,
yeah.
I agree with Ted. I don't think two more is going to make a difference. When he puts it to you from a biology standpoint, you'll understand it, Rob.
It depends on where the turkey population is at the given moment in time.
Well, there's always going to be gobblers out there that breed, and a gobbler will breed more than one hen. So if you're going to... The way we've got it now is fine. Two more gobblers is not going to make that big
difference. Too many.
Well, I think you're thinking from an ethical greed standpoint, Rob. You're not looking at it from a biology standpoint the way it needs to be looked at.
I mean, if they cut deer number, or they, if they limited our buck numbers.
There's two different animals, Rob. Totally two different animals.
Let them go ahead. Well, I know one's got four and one's got two legs, but I'm talking about the turkeys. They're struggling out there, Steve. Every piece of property doesn't have turkeys on it.
But why are they struggling? Why are they struggling? I want you to answer that question.
The habitat and the predator situation.
What's the number one situation?
Habitat.
I would say predator. Why would you say habitat?
Well, it's not like it used to be, Steve.
What's different?
What's different?
I know you're going to come after the pine tree.
I'm going to go after some clear cutting. How about that?
Well.
Turkeys living in clear cut. I mean, is anybody letting their timber mature these days? Uh-uh. People are passing away, dying. People are inheriting the land. And they're going in there ripping the timber up to pay for the inheritance taxes or just to flat out get the money. So the habitat, I know predators are up there too now, but habitat. I'm talking about some habitat.
You don't think we have a lot of turkey habitat or that we're taking away turkey habitat?
I think we are. We don't have the turkey habitat that we used to have. You know, pine trees, I ain't got a problem with pine trees. I like them. You know, you can burn them.
And eventually you need to cut them.
You know, eventually you need to cut them. And eventually, you know, if you have... you very possibly get some pine beetles in your beautiful stand of short pines.
So you don't think a clear cut eventually provides nesting and then...
And not mine, your lifetime. Oh, now, nesting and bedding cover for deer, sure.
I mean, if you plant it right, I just don't see how clear cutting is going to hurt anything. And actually, down at the club, we've got several fresh new clear cuts that I think are going to be a turkey hotbed.
How's the turkey going to survive in a clear cut? He can't see.
He roosts on. What are you talking about on a fresh clear cut?
Okay, Steve, it's fresh clear cut the first year it's cut. Second year it grows.
It gets
up,
burned
waist
the second
high.
Year.
May not. Who's not many people are burning? Everybody doesn't burn.
No, everybody doesn't.
So the first year, you know the
there's plenty of habitat for the turkeys out here, Rob. We've got a lot of habitat.
Okay.
But I would say predators are a problem, and I don't think limiting the gobbler numbers. And I was on your side until Ted explained it to me. When Ted explained it to me, I understood it perfectly.
I think you need to be listening to Rob a little bit more.
I do.
When it comes to a turkey can't survive in a clear cut. And when I say clear cut, I'm not talking about going in and clear cutting pine trees and go back in there and replanting pine trees. I'm talking about folks that clear cut and just let everything regenerate, natural regeneration.
But you're not finding much of that anymore, Rob. Most people are getting educated. They're doing it the right way.
They are.
I think. Don't you?
No, I do not. That's
you know,
my point.
We're dealing with a timber company down there on the club. Actually, we deal with two landowners and a timber company. 3,600 acres, and we've got... You know, I think the turkey numbers are down a little bit. By limiting the gobbler harvest, do I think we're going to hurt the turkey population? No, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now we do. We only allow three gobblers per member down there, and we've only got like...
Now, why is that?
I think
you kill five.
I think it comes to a pressure situation when you have more than one hunter hunting a piece of property and you want to be fair about it. I think that's why we have that rule. It's just like bucks, I mean, the buck limit is three on the club. Even before it was state law, we had a buck limit on our club, and it came down. We want to share the animals. We want to manage the animals.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just telling you, two less gobblers is not going to make an impact on the population.
I think over a period of time, with everything in the decline mode, and you get more turkey hunters now than you used to have, and predators are up, habitat's down. I think it's just it's bound to make a difference.
I'm gonna tell you what, with all this baiting that's going on or supplemental feeding going on, the coon population is out of control.
Oh my God, Steve! You know, this past weekend or a couple of days this week, I was invited to go to the Squirrel Masters and attended the Squirrel Masters, and Gammo was the sponsor of it. Everybody got a Gammo air rifle, the Whisper Fusion Mach 1. It's 22 caliber rifle, shoot a little over 1,000 feet per second. Steve, we were six different teams. We all went out, and everybody had a dog and a handler, and we went out in different pieces of property, and we shot these squirrels with these Gammo air rifles. But we did see a lot of coons. My team shot 7 coons.
Mm. And I'm glad you did. I wish you'd have shot 7 more.
If I'd have seen them. If we would have seen them, we would have. But overall, I think there were like 15 coons killed.
That's fantastic.
You know what it is? But the poor dog ran 14. We put a GPS on him. He ran 14.2 miles.
You know, ooh, goodness gracious. That's a lot.
I walked 9.5.
I have a tracker on the side when I go quail hunting. I quail hunted one day this week, or just for a half day, and it said I went close to 9 miles for that day.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of walking. But, you know, you were at the Squirrel Master with Jackie Bushman this last couple of days. Waddell, T-Bone, Munt, all the celebrities, Vicky and Ralph.
Yeah,
I got to hunt with them. They have a great show.
Yeah, they do. Archer's Choice.
Yes.
They're funny people.
Are they? Yeah, they are. They are. They have a good, humorous show.
Yep.
I would love to have met those guys.
Well, it's all about getting the youth involved. You know, 4-H was there. They had a heavy presence. And, you know, it's all about getting the kids out there because, you know, they're our generation that's coming up that's either going to take it and run with it or because the numbers are down. But the one segment of the population that is hunting more are the women, the females. They're starting to get into it.
Well, Waddell and them won again, didn't they?
They won again. They really did. They
Can you tell us about the entrance they had?
Steve, you know, last year they won. This is the third annual.
And this is Waddell and Munt and T-Bone, right?
T-Bone, they all drive in. You know, Waddell's driving his brand new Z71 2500 HD diesel. He's pulling behind nothing short of a mobile home. No, 2016 edition. So they come in, and then T-Bone's in his truck, same type truck, but it's a red truck. And he's pulling the bad boy. And they drive in, they got the windows down, and they are got the music jamming. I mean, you can hear them coming from the down road. And what the name of the song was All We Do Is Win, Win, Win. And the reason he had it so jacked up in his truck is because they won it last year. He anticipated on winning it this year. And that's what they did. They took it and won. But, hey, my team, hardcore, Steve, we beat the Buckmasters team by 1 ounce. So we came in second.
So you were the first place loser.
Call it what you may. But we put.
I'll let you have a couple of days off.
I
go out there.
That.
And then you don't win.
We came close. Steve, last year I was on the last team. We came in last place. This year, at least I'm
moving
up.
Who did Alabama play for the national championship? It don't matter.
Oregon.
It don't. See, nobody remembers. It's about being number one, Rob. And next year, your team. It's got to be number one.
Would be number one. That's right. You know, had the president of the company, Victor, flew in here from Barcelona, Spain. That's where the Gammos are actually produced there, Steve, is in Barcelona, Spain.
He listens to Cash and Blast in Spain.
Fyodor, he was there. A lot of good people. Had a great time. A lot of people were there.
Let's go to line one to talk to David this morning. David, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, guys. Doing good. Hope you are.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
I hear you guys talking about coons, and I've got I wonder about this. Do you see coons as a nuisance animal?
Yes.
Like I do?
Yes.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yes,
okay,
I do.
And so at that point, I'm not sure why they aren't treated kind of like crows and pigs. No bag limit, no close season.
And no close season, right.
There is a closed season on coons.
There yes, is.
You're right.
And I don't understand that if they are indeed a nuisance animal.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about it, especially with these feeders out now that there's more coons running around. You know, they'll populate as long as the land will supply them, and we're supplying them with food. So, and you just don't have people hunting them as much anymore. But I do see trapping increasing.
Huh.
But that's a good point, though.
They're kind of resourceful. I had a corn feeder. I thought that I had a mandel until I looked at my camera pics, and a coon would hang upside down on that feeder motor, and somehow got the screw loose and tore the whole thing apart.
Isn't that something? Very intelligent animal.
Intelligent. You know, that coon will sit there and he'll fight off deer. I mean, that coon will keep deer off the corn if he really wants to. I've seen numerous times.
I'd sure like to shoot some. They are numerous on the property I hunt, but like I said, I just never have understood why there was a closed season on that.
Well, my best advice is, and you've got a couple weeks to hunt them, is to go out and shake a few nests, like you, and go squirrel hunting. But the coons, there were three coons in one nest a couple of days ago. I mean, wow. They love to huddle together, and they're a very social animal. So I'd certainly get out there, and it's a lot of fun. I feel really good when I start shooting those coons.
Well, see if you can talk with the folks involved in those kinds of things and get some real answers on why there is a closed season on coons.
I will. I will find that out, and I'll try to let y'all know next weekend.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you, David. You. And I've heard that point brought up before. I've heard that exact point about coons being a nuisance.
Yeah.
Just like a hog. Let's go to line two and talk to Ted this morning. Ted, what's up, buddy?
What's happening, gentlemen?
Hey, man.
I guess you heard us talking about...
My name was mentioned in the last segment, so I need a 30-second rebuttal.
Go ahead.
You got it.
And, hey, should we knock the turkey limit, the gobbler limit, back to three? Go ahead.
Well, you know, isn't the deer population down a little bit from what it has been?
Yes.
I think we need to take the buck limit down from 3 to 1.
I'm okay with that.
No, it's because all you killed this year.
No, that's all I shoot. I mean, hey, man, do it. I'm fine with that.
Would it make a difference in the deer population?
It would increase your buck dope ratio. Yes, it would.
I doubt it would do much for the population as a whole. That was my point, which is the point of the turkey limit. I don't have a problem. It's a lowered limit where to do something. You know, if it were to make an impact, I wouldn't have a problem dropping a limit. The problem we got, though, is we got... You know, if we're having a decline in turkeys, lowering the limit's not going to increase the population of turkeys. It might increase a few gobblers, but it's not going to increase the population of turkeys.
That's true.
That's kind of my point.
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't have any problem doing it. I wouldn't, and I'd be all for it if it made an impact.
Right. Well, I just think it's a fact that the turkeys are on a decline, not only in Alabama, Mississippi. I think Mississippi's struggling a good bit. Worse than Alabama when it comes to their turkey population.
And they got a lower limit than we do.
And they do. But
there's Florida, which is struggling. And so does Arkansas, which is struggling. And
everybody's
Tennessee, which is struggling. And Georgia, which is struggling. And every single one of them have a lower limit than we do.
Yeah. Well.
Which also tells me that the limit on adult gobblers is probably not one of the problems we're having. It's, you know, like y'all said, it's habitat and predators. Now, the question is, can you know, the powers that be have any impact on predators and habitat? That's the real question.
Yeah, that goes down to the general public and the person and the individual landowners.
Ted, yep. Let me ask you something. I think we're getting more educated as we go along. Everybody as a whole is outdoorsman. But what about the habitat? Rob and I were talking about that. I mean, I don't think we've done a bad job with what we got out here and the habitat. I think most people are managing their land properly. I see more and more of it.
You know, when you look at the forest inventory analysis that they do every couple of years, you know, things are changing a little bit, but there's not as, you know, as prevalence of pine plantations across the landscape as a whole as you might think. And I think overall from, you know, decades ago, there's actually probably more hardwood, it's trashy hardwood, you know, upland hardwood, mixed pine hardwood, than there was, you know, 30, 40 years ago. The 30, 40 years ago, the Southeast was recovering from being clear cut, you know, 50 years before that. And, you know, we had a lot more open. We got more woodlands now than we probably ever had in the state of Alabama.
Now, and I think, you know, that's a problem for the turkeys.
I think it is.
Yeah, because
we don't have as much open land as we used to.
Mm-mm. And it's hard, you know, and you're in the business, Ted. I mean, it's hard to do a thinning on some hardwoods. What does a hardwood do? It's got sunlight coming in from all directions. It just sprouts limbs and twigs going straight up.
But, you know, if you do a good job on – if you can push people to do a better job on management, the places that I'm working with that do predator control and do, you know, a lot of burning and maintain their property nice have, you know, buku turkeys. I don't think I have a property that's not doing good management that doesn't have plenty of turkeys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's pretty telling.
Okay. The property that you manage –
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.